You guys, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books was nominated for a Webby Award, which is this really prestigious award that I am dying to win. And there's a People's Voice component, and you can vote and get me from number two, second place, to first place. But you have to vote. Please go to vote.webbys.com. Vote.webbys.com, but it's kind of complicated, so it might be easier just to go to zibbyowens.com or my Instagram at zibbyowens, where it'll always be in my stories and it's in one of those little circle highlights. Please, please, please vote. Voting ends April 18th and I'm in second place, so please vote for best individual episode, talk show, interview show. Thank you so much.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, the creator and host of the award-winning podcast that you're listening to right now, thank you so much, called Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. It is a daily podcast, 365 days a year, and each day we talk to an author about all of the things related to their career, their book, their life, and more in 30 minutes or less, because who has time? I am now an author myself, although I wasn't when I started this podcast, and you can get my new memoir, Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature, wherever books are sold starting July 1st, and my children's book, Princess Charming. You can learn more about me at zibbyowens.com, but really, you're here to learn more about the authors, and that is what we're going to do. Also, be sure to check out all the other podcasts in the Zcast Podcast Network. You can learn more at zcastnetwork.com and definitely check out those shows as well. Also, just a quick note that submissions for the Zibby Awards are open and will close on September 15th. Go to zibbyowens.com and you will find the Zibby Awards open submissions where we celebrate all the under-celebrated parts of a book, like the best spine, the best author's note, the best table of contents. And authors can nominate their own best publicists, best editors, and so on. There will be an in-person award ceremony in October in New York. You will not want to miss it. Go to zibbyowens.com. Yuli Buter-Cohen is the author and photographer of Between the Lines, Stories from the Underground. Yuli is the creator of Subway Book Review, a social media movement that's a new way to discover books, places, and people. She started the project in New York City in 2014. Today, contributors are reporting from 20 cities around the world. You can take a look at Subway Book Review. Although, as she talks about in this episode, she's paused it for now. Subway Book Review has been featured on TV, in print, and online by New York Magazine, Esquire, Forbes Women, Glamour, Bustle, Vogue, The Guardian, Refinery 29, The Atlantic, the BBC, and more. Yuli's interviews, work, and writing about human connection and belonging has been published by The Washington Post, Here Magazine, The Creative Independent, and HuffPost. When Yuli's not underground, she creates content and experiences with brands and communities like Adidas and Warby Parker, among others. She lives in Brooklyn with her, well, she used to live in Brooklyn, but I know now that she moved because you'll hear this in our episode, but she was living in Brooklyn with her husband and her cat, one of whom is a comedy writer. Welcome, Yuli. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss Between the Lines, Stories from the Underground.
I'm so happy to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
And it was so fun when I first met you and seeing Shakespeare & Co. on Lex, all with your book in the window, and it was amazing, and you were so excited, and then you were so nice to take my picture at the subway entrance about a book that I had been reading. I think it was Smile by Sarah Ruhl. So anyway, it's nice coming back together these months later and chatting.
Absolutely. And it feels like a whole decade has passed since, you know?
I know.
So many things have changed. So much is going on. But yeah, let's talk about all things between the lines and books. I'm always here for that.
I was so drawn into the stories of this book that I kept being like, okay, I have to go to bed, but I just want to read like one or two more. Let me just see what this guy said. Let me see what this girl said. I love the way, so basically the premise is that you interview people reading books of any type on the subways, and then you post them and you have this whole thing, right? Did I say that?
The whole thing. You're absolutely right. It's a whole thing. Yes.
So it's a whole thing with this very successful Instagram account and all the rest. But first of all, I was totally energized that people actually were reading hardcover books or softcover, actual physical books enough to for you to talk to them. Because I feel like this whole book made me think that like Wi-Fi is the anti-book, right? Whenever there is Wi-Fi, the books disappear.
Absolutely true. I mean, I think there's so much to be said, and I'm trying to collect a concise thought. I'm just about to have my morning coffee, so bear with me. But I think that Wi-Fi is the antidote to mindfulness, period, or like the anti, like the antagonist or whatever you want to call it. Because what is a book? A book is really a moment for us to dive into our inner self and to explore who we are through the lives of others. And I think that, you know, Wi-Fi is interrupting that experience in so many ways in our lives, but absolutely when it comes to reading. I think that a lot of the people I have interviewed, and, you know, by now it's been well over 1,000 people for the last 8 years, they all say the same thing. And they say that when there's no Wi-Fi present is when they actually have time to read. When we purposefully create a space of less distractions, that's when we can really dive in. And I've noticed that on the various train lines, the trains that do have Wi-Fi have way less readers on them. And I have to be honest with you, since the pandemic, that of course, reading on the subway has changed tremendously. So that's a whole other topic. But in the 8 years that I was riding the subway, you know, every day, front to back, I've ridden every train line that you can imagine in New York City. And it really was this almost like, dare I say, sacred, chaotic space in which while there was so much going on in the subway, also there was no Wi-Fi. So of course, people had time to read.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I hadn't really even given it much thought. You know, even on airplanes, it's like everyone used to read on airplanes. Now I'm like the only one reading on an airplane. You know,
it's Wi-Fi.
Like, yeah.
It's Wi-Fi. Sorry, what were you going to say?
No. Anyway, I don't know why I'm like, maybe there could be some sort of campaign like the reading plane, you know, like a reading plane that doesn't have Wi-Fi or something.
That flight would be so booked out and the tickets would be so expensive, but it would be so worth it.
No, we could say like book it, you know, book, you know.
Yes.
Maybe that's what the airline should be called. I'll call it Book It, and there will be no Wi-Fi. And you will have to read. And every month you can be part of the Book It Book Club. And
oh my God.
Right? It's like a whole thing.
Another whole thing. We're just, you know, the ideas are flowing this morning. And that's what I love. That's why I love speaking with you. You're amazing. You're like, let's take this to the next level. Let's make an air, not just a book club. Let's have a whole airline where reading is like, you know, what brings us together. Screw travel. Like, no, we're not here to get to a destination. We're here to dive into this like fictional world or non-fictional world. We love a non-fictional world, especially as we're talking about between the lines. But I think that's just really so true. It's like, you know, our lives, there's so much on our minds. Our lives are so demanding. And I think we have completely lost track with how many hours we actually have in a day because we're now all so used to multitasking. And we're not used to not multitasking. And a book is truly the only thing you cannot multitask.
Yes.
Like it's name anything else that you cannot multitask like a book. Like you can even read something on your Kindle or on your phone and a notification might pop up. Actually, I don't own a Kindle, full disclosure. I don't know if they have notifications.
I don't own a Kindle either.
You know, but if you're reading on a device, like a notification can pop up and can take you right out of it. The place where you're really spending time with a story is the place where you can turn a page, in my humble opinion.
Totally. I totally agree. Well, okay. So I loved how you organized the people that you spoke to. So you have like food and then you linked them in such a clever way. And, you know, like somebody would read about Kitchen Confidential and then you would have somebody who was a chef. And I mean, it was just very cool how you linked it all. And there were so many people in here, by the way, who have been on this podcast, like Glynis McNichol and Lori Wolliver and Debbie Millman, so many. Anyway, so it was really neat to hear their reflections. And it's not about books. It's about what they're reading, which is what's so fascinating. It's almost like it's just very unique what you did, and I love it. It's very cool.
Thank you so much. I can share a little Easter egg with you that not sure. many people know, but yes. Since you're talking about how the stories have been edited and arranged, that took so much time. I can't even begin to tell you how much time that took, because I loosely took the major arcana that you would find in a tarot reading, which is the hero's journey. You start at the fool and you end at the world. And throughout the character goes through these trials and tribulations. And so that's how I have arranged the chapters. And then within the chapter, I wanted to really find these moments that New York is so known for, which is that it's such a big city and a metropolis, but it's also such a tiny village. And we are linked with each other in beautiful ways and in unpredictable ways. Where, yes, you can see Anthony, well, you could see Anthony Bourdain smoking a cigarette on the street, and then, you know, later on meet his longtime assistant who has edited his books with him and have a beautiful conversation, you know, even years later about who he was and what he meant and what characters like him and people like him mean to New York. So that is something that truthfully exists. And again, I think when we're not looking at our phones, sorry to be that person to harp that point, but when we look up and when we look at the people that surround us and the stories that surround us, there's so much richness in life. And I think, you know, I hope that my book reminds of that, that we're surrounded by beautiful stories, and that all we have to do is maybe ask a question that can be as simple as, hey, what are you reading?
Yep. It's amazing. It's amazing. There was one who was the like Nigerian queen who, I mean, it's just like all these things are so cool. I loved this Marcus Williams, who he said, "I'm from Harlem. I'm 32 years old, and I got my start as a stock boy at a wine shop on the Upper West Side. I've worked at wine shops all over the city, always filling in shifts everywhere. I moved up to shipper, then I became a salesperson, a manager, and then a buyer. Now I run my own wine club called Highly Recommended, and I have my own wine coming out." I mean, how cool is that?
Such a New York story, isn't it? I mean, it's classic. It's like Marquise is amazing. And he has become a friend. And we've spent time with each other outside of asking each other on the subway about books and the things that we're into. And his wine club is actually really phenomenal. This is a gentle plug, but I really just, you know, and I'm a recently alcohol-free person, so this is hilarious, but his wine club is absolutely phenomenal. He delivers it to your door. And I'm actually going to partner with him this fall, and I'm going to curate an alcohol-free wine section in his wine club.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like, I mean, meeting people in New York is so much fun. And sometimes you need a little bit of an excuse, and sometimes you can be very direct. But, you know, there's a bit of a feeling for longtime New Yorkers that we've lost so much that the city had to offer and that the city is changing so much. But I also want to say, we're still here. We're still around. Phenomenal people are walking these streets. We just have to look and go ask. We're here. We're absolutely here. We've gone nowhere.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLaughlin. Jay McLaughlin is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection.
I am obsessed with Jay McLaughlin and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLaughlin stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLaughlin's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLaughlin's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLaughlin. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLaughlin is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLaughlin. Thanks so much. Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast, and those plans are the opposite of quiet. The cat may be disruptive, but it turns out he's also a great help to get fish out of all kinds of predicaments. Bursting with music, silliness, and rhymes, the Cat in the Hat cast encourages us all to find fun that is funny in every episode. So sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
It's so great what you did, because it's like you've made the city much smaller and more intimate, because no one is looking for connection on the subway, right? That's like people avoid each other's eyes as much as they can. Like even in your scene where you were like, I caught this woman's eye across the train and then I walked over to her and I'm thinking, oh no, like like what's gonna happen? I hope she's okay.
The worst. Yeah. You know. The worst. Yeah.
But luckily she was great, because you know, there's something trustworthy about readers, and I don't know, she was open to it and it started your whole thing. But yeah, if we just know a little bit, if you just know one page from someone's story, it changes your whole perception of them.
Beautifully said. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, full disclosure, my book came out last year in November, and it was a really big reckoning. Like it really was like this gigantic, I'm a person who has not given birth, biologically speaking, but this book, because there are so many stories and so many lives captured in it, it really felt like this gigantic birthing moment.
Yep.
And I was freaking exhausted. I think I had postpartum depression, to be quite frank. I really was so down in the dumps after, because it was such a gigantic, monumental thing. I mean, this is a collection of 8 years of work. I've mentioned that this is something that I've been doing for such a long time. And I'm doing something that I hope a lot of moms would get to do, since, you know, we're talking about a very specific audience here. And I know that you might be like, well, you're absolutely crazy. This is not possible. But what I did after I had this gigantic birthing moment, I think this translates to projects, this translates to our career. This doesn't translate to a physical child, because you can't do this with a person. But when we have these big moments, I think it's also okay to step away for a moment after and to say, okay, let me see who you want to be. Let me see who you want to become. And that is what I've done. I currently, Subway Book Review is on hiatus. And I say that very honestly. And I also have to tell you honestly that right now I'm talking to you from Los Angeles. I'm here for a project and I'm not in New York. And it is so healthy to give the things you love space. And I feel like I really, really had to do that. And then the most beautiful little moment happened where I had stepped away from the subway for a moment. I had stepped away from New York City for a moment, not because I don't love them, but just to give it space and to let myself breathe and to let myself come back to me and what I want to create next as an artist and as a person in this world who has ambition and who has dreams and who has unfulfilled hopes. I stepped away and I looked at it and I'm giving it a time to be itself. And then this beautiful thing happened where I got a phone call from a man named Carl. This is so New York. No, sorry. I got a text message from a man named Carl. And Carl just said, "Are you coming to dinner on Tuesday? We really need to know." And I said, "I don't have dinner plans with a man named Carl. I'm very sorry. You have the wrong number." And Carl said, No. "You know, we've been emailing you since May." I got this text message in June. And we really hope that you can make it. And I said, "Carl, I truthfully have no, I'm in Los Angeles right now. I'm not in New York. I really don't know you. This is an unknown number. Please forgive," and wanted to end the conversation. And Carl said, "Well, you really, then we're going to mail you the award." And I said, "Carl, what award are you talking about?" And so I finally called him and I said, "You need to explain this to me a little bit more." And he said, "Well, the New York Press Club has just awarded you the Heart of New York Award."
Oh.
And I cried on the spot. I'm crying right now because it was such an amazing affirmation that stepping away is okay. And that giving something space is okay. And that coming back to yourself is okay. It was such a fantastic, beautiful moment.
Oh, that makes me so happy. You earned that. And it's so true. You captured the heart of New York. It's like, nobody else did what you did. It's amazing journalism.
Thank you.
It is. It's emotional journalism. It's really, you know, location-specific emotional journalism.
I love emotional journalism. I love this. You know what? I'm a triple water sign. I'm going to write this down. Emotional journalism. That is absolutely it. And I think that, you know, there's such a assumption that when you self-assign a beat, or when you decide what you want to report on and it's not coming from, you know, your boss's desk, that makes it less of an adventure and less of a journey or less of something that takes every moment of your life into a new direction. Or also that maybe because it wasn't assigned by someone else, that it's less valuable or less worthwhile. And I also want to say to everyone who's listening, that is not true. The journeys and the adventures and the stories that you self-assign are the absolute most valuable ones. They're going to take you the furthest and the farthest and the deepest into who you are and who you are in the world. So that's something I very much took away from creating this book, is that not only did I see everyone else differently, but I also see myself differently, 100%.
And what is your, I'm sorry, we're having a little birthday party behind me here and it's just, we're just going to roll with it because this is the name of my show.
It's
yeah.
Great.
Sorry about that. What are you doing in LA? You're being very cagey about it and I'll put myself on mute so you don't have to hear this.
Wait, I love that you just called me and you said I'm being cagey about it. I love it. I guess I am being cagey about it. In a way that I've also learned that I don't have to share everything on social media immediately the moment that it happens. I am current, but I'll tell you, of course, I'm working right now with a company called Style Like You. It's a really fantastic mother-daughter duo, and they make documentary films and series that are focused on gender identity, sexuality, and how to stand in your power. And they're really leading this like beautiful self-acceptance revolution. And so I'm currently working with them and we're creating some new original concepts that I'm very excited by.
That is amazing. I am so excited about that too. That's really cool. Good for you. I mean, I love this whole idea that there's something more valuable, or that you're addressing this preconceived notion that it's more valuable to be assigned something. Because sometimes I feel that way too. If I like write a personal essay for no reason, or even these podcast interviews, like nobody is assigning me to do this, but it's like so fun and amazing. And I think when you're doing something that you're truly doing out of love and interest, people will feel that right away. I mean, I hope.
1,000%. Self-assigning is so powerful and it's so valuable, because if we didn't do that, we wouldn't have these breakthrough moments. We'd be hearing the same stories over and over again from the same people. The only way that we're creating revolution in storytelling, which is, of course, you know, BIPOC focused, LGBTQIA plus focused. It's focused on letting women be storytellers, because traditionally, you know, that's also something for a long time in the patriarchy that has been very male-centered, and we need to get out of that kind of thinking. The storytellers, really, if we look to the indigenous practices, and of course, you know, we're reading books like Braiding Sweetgrass, where we're learning about our inherent connection to nature and our inherent connection to storytelling. It's the same, right? We're reading books by bell hooks called All About Love that are bringing us back to our inherent feelings and emotional landscape. And I think that, yes, we read these books, but then we digest it and we need to say, well, what do we do with that? How does that show up in our work? How does that show up in us as being of service to other people? And I think, especially for women, it is so important to tell stories and to share stories. And there are so many that I want to hear, you know? Maybe this is like very the contrarian, non-popular opinion on this kind of podcast, but I'm, you know, as I mentioned, I'm in LA right now, and I'm in a really beautiful sublet on 500 steps from Venice, from the beach in Venice. And I grabbed a random bag that had a beach blanket in it. And of course, that bag came with a book. And it's 16 writers share their choice on not having children, 16 essays. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, let's dive into that. Like, let's see what the person who owns this apartment is interested in regarding that topic. And it's a topic I'm thinking about myself as well. And so, it, you know, it's these kismet moments where I'm like, yeah, I want to hear more stories about that. And I also want to hear more stories about motherhood and like what that really is like and the value that we place on women's bodies. Anyway, you know, I could go on and on and on about this, but and we don't have the time. But I just want to say, we need your stories. We need all of our stories so much, so badly. We're so thirsty for them.
Amazing. Thank you. And by the way, it is not just moms listening to this at all. I don't even know what percentage of moms are listening, but I know for a fact there are many non-moms listening.
So of course, anyway, of course, we're all here. Of course, we're all here.
But yeah, this was so, it just made me feel and feel connected to like everybody all within these pages, which sounds so hokey, but these casual photos and then these like just little excerpts from people's souls. It's and then how you have Glynis, but then later you have Glynis's book. It's just, it's very smart and very cool. Between the Lines, Stories from the Underground. Everybody take note and get ready for our Book It flight. I'm going to pursue that.
Please do. We have to do it.
Maybe not a whole airline. Just maybe like a limited flight. I don't know.
Okay. I see you taking notes right now. You're just
I'm writing
scribbling.
It down. I have my list of like insane ideas, and I try to keep them all on paper before they flutter away.
Bless right. you. I love it.
Thank you for coming on. I loved meeting you when I met you. Maybe I'll see you in LA. I'm going to be there a lot, so we'll connect.
Okay. And I'll be back in New York. You know you can't take me out of that city.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.